KC2 NVM, monitoring for any calls.
For KC2 NVM, this is K2PCB. Good morning.
Good morning. I managed to put back the PS5 back together. It powered on. It played video. It worked. I updated it. I charged the controller. And I packaged it up this morning so that Jennifer can return it. And thank you very, very, very much.
Didn't do much at all. In fact, I even kind of mentioned it yesterday. In hindsight, I probably should have just pointed you in the right direction, sat back and enjoyed my lunch as you continued to do the job. But I'm glad it worked, and you're welcome.
But the first time I hit the power button, nothing happened, and I figured you had to hold it, and then it kicks on. Luckily, there's videos on how to put them back together. And I just followed this guy, and he was like step for step, and everything kind of made sense. I took this apart, but they had, this is where you put all the screws, and don't put screws in things that are marked. And sure enough, it all worked out. I had no screws left over.
What sometimes gets me, obviously, you know, you've got the screws, machine screws that'll go into plastic, and you're kind of keeping them separated, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh crap, I've got different length screws. Oh no. You know, which of these are not going to lock down completely if they're too long, or are they going to hit something on the backside? And then you got to start measuring your hole depths. Normally, I don't take anything apart that's too involved that I can't figure it out without just, you know, quick analysis. But, yeah, it sounds like that one's quite a doozy.
But because there are known issues with, like, the HDMI cable and some other stuff, there's a plethora of videos on how to disassemble, fix, and reassemble. And even if you go to, like, fixit.com, there's tutorials there on how to do stuff, which is where Ian, who owns the PS5, purchased the connector. And so it was, that's how it was labeled, is the proper one.
Any customer-facing connector is ultimately going to be an issue. Just like we switched over USB-C on the 42D conditioners, and I like it. C is readily available. It's a common connector. It's going to be well received. I just hope that it's going to be as robust. I hope we're not going to be replacing these things all the time. And an HDMI is a pretty rugged connector, but at the same time, that's a pretty big, you know, honking cable off, hanging off of there to get bumped and damaged. And they might have chosen a low-quality connector to begin with. Did you see any damage or lifted pins or anything inside or broken pins? Anything that made it obvious to why it was failing?
Oh, yeah. If you looked at the tab that that plugs into the plug, that was all mangled.
Why that is? That person must have been, you know, moving that machine around a lot, plugging it in, disconnecting, plugging it in, disconnecting, so on and so forth.
I can only imagine that would be the only way, because any game system I've ever had, once it's installed, it never moves. So less chance of cables breaking, but I don't know if he moves it from room to room once a week, once a day, once a month. I don't know.
And that also correlates, you know, nicely to amateur radio and, you know, moving your RF cables around from your HTs to your mobile rig and, you know, the potential to break those cables. That makes for a good transition. And I say, good morning, Brad. See if he's out there. This is J2PCB.
So I guess Brad's not up yet. Anyway. not much else going on. Now I have my tire pressure monitor went off, and I'm down to 27 pounds in my driver's rear tire. Kind of suspect, because we just put nice new tires on this car like a month ago.
I was thinking that, you know, okay, it's just a little cooler out today. You know, if it had air instead of nitrogen in there, maybe the volume shrunk a little bit. But that's a pretty big drop, especially if you're up at 32, 35. And if the only one that's dropping, yeah, that's suspicious.
So I'll have to come out at lunch and see if I have a flat tire or if I just have a low tire.
Houston was telling me yesterday that he was on the phone with his daughter a few minutes before. She was in Angelica out to visit somebody. She was getting the same low pressure warning, but she has a known slow leak. And she had to call her dad at work yesterday, and he had to guide her through the tire filling process at the gas station down there. Yeah, so your daughter's a few years away from that, but is she mechanically inclined? Is she going to be able to put air in her tires? Can she fill up her own bike tires on her own and stuff like that?
Zoe was obsessed with putting air in her tires. And she put in air, hook up the pump like once a week, check her tires, so I could see her being a proper adult when it comes to tires.
Must have been trying to get that perfect ride, that perfect comfort level.
Yeah, and my mesh tactic node just beeped. I got a message just now. Oh, it wasn't a message, it got bumped and turned itself on. But I thought I got a message.
There's different tones for just a hop, or only if it's a message directly to you? Can it be active in the background, finding other mesh tactic nodes and connecting, disconnecting, and you're unaware of that, unless it's the message is to you, or do you get that same common notification for everything?
There's no differentiation between messages that are direct to me or just out in the ether. But it got bumped. I hit a bump, and it must have hit the power switch because it turned on and made the little three-tier charm. And then, but it said no new messages, so it must have just turned itself on. But yeah, it just works in the background, and it'll just send and receive messages, whether it tells you or not.
Shouldn't have, but I stopped at Tim Hortons this morning and grabbed some of those Key Lime Timbits. Those things are quite good. Probably not good, definitely not good for me, but with the rain this morning and temperature, I wanted a coffee, and that was a good pairing.
Sometimes you just got to treat yourself.
If you look at me, you can tell that I treat myself a little too often. And, Lynn's not a Michelin star chef, but she makes some pretty good food. We had this this roast yesterday with carrots and potatoes, and I put some drizzled Peter Luger steak sauce over the meat. Oh. Boy, was that good. I'm always eating well.
I'm not too far behind. I have a tendency to find food every day.
People keep talking about this big boy train that's traversing the country. I don't know if it's right now or will be soon. And it's going to be going through Depew and Lancaster here, down the, I'll say like the Erie Street set of tracks, I believe. and I think it's scheduled to come through this area on, like, the 12th. I know there's going to be a... Were we talking about this at all? A stop at the rail yard up in Chutawaga with shuttles going from Walden Galleria to check this out. It's supposed to be one of the biggest, I think it's a steam locomotives ever made. I don't know a lot about it. I guess there were only a handful made, less than 10 or something, and only a few survived. Don't quote me on the numbers, but it's something like that. But yeah, like June 12th, it's supposed to be coming through. I don't know if you're into trains or if we've even talked about this, right?
Luke from Lancaster Amateur Radio Club posted something about it through the club email server, and then somebody complained because it wasn't ham radio related, that they should not be talking about the train on the club website. So there hasn't been much traffic since then, but the club mentioned it and had all the dates and everything and locations, and then somebody complained because it wasn't ham radio related. So I'm a little kind of upset because it's something pertinent and it's kind of cool, and yes, I love trains.
Say the hobby of train spotting goes, it pairs well with amateur radio operators, and I would bet that there's quite a bit of overlap. If you brought that up in a monthly meeting, I bet you would get a lot of people raising their hands that they're interested in checking out in some way, whether it's just driving to a spot along the route, or like say going to the Galleria, or even just, you know, tracking it online, just to see where it is now and to know that you're rolling through your town if you can't get out there is, you know, still pretty cool. Just like that big rubber duck that's coming back to the waterfront. But yeah, that's something that people would complain about that. But I guess, where do you draw the line? If you don't want to be part of a social club, maybe there's something to rethink, you know, when your membership dues are coming due again. K2PCB.
Meanwhile, Luke is like a little event planner, and they put together a Buffalo Bisons baseball game, and that was all over the email server. That has nothing to do with ham radio either, and it's like, well, where do you draw the line? Because now baseball doesn't have anything to do with ham radio. So that shouldn't be discussed on the server either. I think it's, if they want to make up events and plan things, absolutely, do whatever you want. Don't talk about murder and stuff. That would be inappropriate. Do that in private.
It's maybe the difference of, you know, just pure solicitation, or... Hey, as a social group here, do we want to do this together? Does anyone want to carpool over to the Galleria to check this out? I know some people, you know, don't get out too often. Maybe if it was presented like that, yeah, I don't know. I guess I would have my ears would have been ringing a little bit if I heard that as well. But 6:44, maybe it's time to. Mosey, and I didn't hear anyone else this morning, but if you're listening along, good morning, good morning. This is K2PCB. I'll say 73, and I'm going to run through the raindrops.
73s, KC2, NVM, clear.